We now come to the ninth in our series on individual witnessing. The subject today is the approach. Some of you may have asked, why have we been so long getting to this? This is the thing we need. We need to know how to approach people. Well, one reason we have taken so long is this, that you must be prepared first. Adequate preparation is an absolute necessity. Many have tried to witness for Christ unprepared, and they've become discouraged. They haven't known how to answer people. They haven't been prepared with the scriptures, and they haven't been undergirded by that daily time of fellowship with the Lord, or they haven't prepared the way ahead by way of prayer. Others have tried with no result, no fruit. Well, you see, fruit in the Christian life is a result of first taking root. In Isaiah 37:31, the scripture says, "And the remnant that has escaped to the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward." If you are to bear fruit in your life by way of witnessing to others about Christ and winning them to the Lord, you must first take root. How do you take root? Well, one way you take root is by getting into the Word of God, the Bible, and coming to have a working knowledge of it. That is one reason that we have been emphasizing all these weeks the importance of committing scripture verses to memory. And by this time, you will have memorized the four verses of the little booklet beginning with Christ, and most of the verses in the next booklet called Going On with Christ. Then, too, you will have begun, if you had not done so before, a daily fellowship with Christ in a definite set-aside time for devotional meditation in the Bible and in prayer. Then, we wanted to point out and emphasize that you must recognize your own helplessness and inadequacy and utter dependence upon the Holy Spirit. The fact is that you will never feel fully adequate. In fact, you shouldn't feel adequate. As soon as we do, we will quit resting on the Lord and trusting Him. Furthermore, you will never feel like you know enough. In fact, many saints of God with great experience will tell you that they do not feel that they know enough, but by a simple reliance upon the Holy Spirit, they have been greatly used. Now, you say that you are a beginner. Yes, but if you know Christ, you know enough to begin. So there's where we start today. The approach. You have laid the groundwork by way of preparation in your own life. You have prayed definitely and specifically for an individual to whom you might witness. And you have sought to develop opportunities whereby you might approach them. Well, then what's next? Well, on this subject of the approach, you'll notice that the first thing we suggest is to get going. Yes, that's right. Just get going. We can talk about personal witnessing. We can hear subjects, lectures on it. We can read books on it, hear sermons about it, listen to challenges on it, prepare. But the fact remains that in order to approach someone, we must get going. Go where they are. In Mark 16:15, we have the Great Commission from the Lord Jesus. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are not to sit and wait for people to come to us. We are to go to them. Exodus 4:12 is a good verse for a personal witness to take. Exodus 4:12, that is. The Lord said to Moses, "Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and will teach thee what thou shalt say." So you must get going. You will never be successful doing personal work unless you go where the people are. For instance, in John, the first chapter, we find how Andrew came to know the Lord. And then in verse 41 of John chapter 1, it says, "He first findeth his own brother Simon." He found him. That means he went and looked for him. And then he brought him to Jesus. And then it says of Jesus in verse 43, "The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip. That is, he went where he was. And then in verse 45, Philip findeth Nathanael. That is, he went to where he was. He sought him out. So the first point on this matter of the approach to an individual and witnessing is that you must get going. Now that will mean that you'll have to forego some Christian fellowship, perhaps. I know that it is more enjoyable to spend an hour with a Christian where you have common interests and the blessing to your own heart. It's much easier to do that than to go and spend some time with someone who does not know the Lord. But remember that the Lord Jesus said, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So we must be on the lookout for opportunities. A few years ago, when I was with the Graham team in the Seattle Crusade, a man came forward and received Christ as his Savior, a businessman. The following Sunday night, he went to a church in the city, and after the service, this man who had come to know Christ walked up to one of the leading elders in this church and said to him, "Did you hear that I received Christ as my Savior one night last week out at the ballpark in one of the meetings?" And the elder said, "Yes, I heard that you did, and I was certainly delighted to hear it." The man said to the elder, "Tell me, how long have you and I been associated together in business?" The elder thought for a moment. 23 years, I believe." The man went on to say, "Have you known Christ as your Savior all those 23 years? "Yes," said the elder, "I have." And the man went on to say to this elder, he said, "You know, I've admired you very much. But," he said, "I don't remember you're ever talking to me about the Lord Jesus Christ." And the elder hung his head. And the man went on, he said, "I've admired you so much that I felt that if a man could be as fine a man as you and not be a Christian, then I didn't need to be a Christian either." You see, this dear man had manifested a good life to his business associate, but he had not gone to him to tell him of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ who enabled him to live that kind of a life. My friend, if we are going to be successful witnesses for Christ, we must get going. We must get out where the people are. Get with them, the folk who need our help. In other words, if you're going to go fishing, you must go where the fish are. Well, what do you do when you get there? There you are. There is the person that you're going to help. Well, the first thing you do not do is to think about yourself. That is the wrong way to begin. The focus of your attention should be on the person that you are seeking to win. You see, in this matter of individual witnessing, there are two people for you to know. One, you are to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And secondly, you should know the person to whom you would make Christ known. In other words, you must study them to see if there can be some opening of some kind. In order to win their confidence and to get an opportunity to very courteously and gentlemanly and a very polite way, but definite way, to speak to them about their relationship to the Lord Jesus. And remember this, you don't have to know all the answers. You may fear a little bit, lest they should ask you some question that you could not answer. If that be the case, admit, frankly, that you do not know the answer to their question. But you can say, "This I do know. I know what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me. I know what he means to me." And in that way, keep on the subject of what you do know. And so study the person. For what end? Well, that you might use some bait to win their confidence. One good way to win a person's confidence, and in fact I believe it's a must in successful individual witnessing, is to endeavor to discover what legitimate interests the person has, that you might get interested in what they are interested in, and thereby to win their confidence. I read the other day that Mr. D.L. Moody played tennis all afternoon with a young man who had expected to be buttonholed by Mr. Moody, but Mr. Moody threw him off balance and won his confidence by playing tennis with him and then later on was able to speak to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will find that everybody has some sincere, legitimate interest that you can find out about and show this person that you want to be interested in what they are interested in. That is very important if you are to be a successful fisher of men. Then another kind of bait that can be used in this matter of witnessing is honest and sincere commendation. Be certain to avoid flattery, because anyone can tell that. But honest and sincere commendation. You can find something to commend in most anyone. I remember one day I walked into a hotel and noticed that the bellboy had a very distinguished-looking mustache. It was a very thin little mustache. In fact, the thought crossed my mind that I was amazed that he could trim it without shaving it off. In a day or two, I stepped up to him and said, "You pardon me, but you have about as distinguished a looking mustache as I have ever seen." Well, you know, he lit up like a Christmas tree. And from there on, it was a very simple matter to strike up a conversation with him about his relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to use some kind of bait. That the other person's interests, some honest or sincere commendation. And then, as we mentioned in our last message, thoughtful service and courtesies. Have you ever asked the Lord to give you some idea, some thought, some service that you could perform for some friend, not with the idea that they will be indebted to you, but simply to show your interest and love for them? If you are earnest and sincere, then the Lord will show you something that you can do to win this person's confidence and thus win a hearing for the message that you wish to bring. And then a very strong and wonderful way to win confidence is just by the power of a simple testimony as to what the Lord Jesus means to you. In Psalm 107, verse 2, it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." As I said a moment ago, you don't need to know all the answers. You can be like the man in John chapter 9 who was blind, who had been healed by the Lord Jesus, who when questioned said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." And you can say to someone who would ask you a question that stumps you, "Well, I don't know the answer to that question, but I know one thing, that Jesus Christ has changed my life." And the power of that simple testimony will win confidence and win a hearing for the wonderful, blessed message that you wish to bring. May I suggest to you that as part of your homework for this next week, that you just write out in your own personal testimony as to how you came to know Christ. Write it out in such a way that you could give it in 5 minutes. Not that you would read it, but just to have it well in mind. And then you'll be prepared when the opportunity presents itself. And then, on our scripture memory, and we mustn't forget that, now we come to the last two passages in the booklet, Going On With Christ. Would you memorize those two for this next week, please? 2 Corinthians 9:7 and Psalm 107, verse 2. That's 2 Corinthians 9:7 and Psalm 107, verse 2.